Very good morning. This year's sponsor, Ilui Nishmas Hinda Rivka Bat Rav Avram. We're doing Hilchot Tzitzit Siman Yud, Si'if Aleph. Talit She'en La Arba Knafot Ptura. A talit that doesn't have four corners is Ptur. Yesh La Yeter Mi Arba Chayevet. And if it has more than four, it's Chayevet. Right? It has five. Ve'osela Arba Tzitziot Be'arba Knafea. Now, if it has five, included in five is four. So once it has four, it's chayev. But you only put on four tzitziot, the four that are as far away from each other. Right? If you put five, it'll be a problem of bal tosif. Bet. Yesh la arba, if there are four, v'chatach echad ba'alachson, and you cut it, Allah in the corner diagonally, by, and then you're creating vasa o shenayim, and you split it into two, that one corner. Harina asad balat chamesh v'chayevet, and then it becomes five, and it's still chayev, but only in four. Okay, gimel kafal karno talito uksharam o tefaram v'dome ki'ilu kitza'an v'ein la knafot. If you have a beged of four corners, and what you do is you fold it over, but you make it kind of round on the edges, and you sew it down, then, or you pin it down, it's still chayev in tzitzit, because, so this is going to come up a couple times in the siman, where if you sew it down, if it's done temporarily, and you're going to undo it, then it's you didn't remove it from the original status, and it still has the status of having of being that corner. So it's a four-cornered beged. We'll see if you sew it down and it's done permanently. So then it counts. So then it undoes its original status, and whatever it is now, it is now. Dalit talit shel beged uchenafea shel or. Chayevet. If you have the talit and it's a fabric and and the corners are made of leather, then you're still chayev, because you go over it counts the main part of the beged. That's what decides if what kind of beged it is, and then the corner is it depends if it has a corner. So even if the entire corner is leather, it's still chayev because the main part of the beged is cloth or fabric. He shall or, but if the beged, the entire garment, is made of leather, but just the corners, uchanafea shall beged, but then just the corners are from a beged, petura, then it's petura, because the main beged is called as a leather beged. Hey, hayula shalosh kanafot. You have a beged with three corners. V'yasa behem shalosh tzitziot. And then and on the three corners, you put on tzitziot. V'shuv asa l'knaf revi'i. And then you continued sewing the beged, or you cut the beged in a way that now you created a fourth corner. V'asa gam bo tzitzit. And you added tzitzit now to that fourth corner. P'sula mishum ta'ase v'lo mina asoe. So then it's pasul. It's psula, that's the talit, and it's not good. Because there's a halakha that it has to be by certain mitzvot, and in particular, this one has chazal has a limud, where it says, Gedilim ta'ase lach al arba kanfot. You have to put on the strings after it already has four corners. So you have to remove all four strings first, then you have to make sure, then you have to have four corners, and then you have to put on all four. No, you do not have to. If in this particular case, you don't have to remove the last one, because the last one was done after it had four corners. Okay, Vav. Ein koflin et talit umatilin tzitzit al kanafea kamo shehi kfula. You can't just fold over a talit and put tzitziot on the new corners. While it's being folded, because really if you're going to put it on, if you fold it over in half and you put it on in the new corners, you're really putting two of them right in the middle of the beged. Haga, right? Because this was not sewn permanently. Haga. Aval tzarich lahatil be'arba kanefei apshutim. But you have to put them, even if you fold it over and you're wearing it folded, you still have to put them on the proper original corners. Ela im kein tfara kula v'afilu miruach achad. Unless you sewn it down well on one direction, one of the sides permanently. If you folded it over permanently on one side, then, and it's not going to be undone, so then you change the status of the beged, and now you created a different four corners. At least some of the corners are different. Aga. V'yeshomim d'chayavin afilo b'lot tfira. And some say you're going to be v'yeshomim d'chayavin afilo b'lot tfira, that you're chayav even without stitching it down. All right, we don't paskin like that way, but that is a chashash. V'tov la'asot la tzitzit, and so it's better to put on tzitzit. Aval lo yevarech aleha, but do not say the bracha. And also some say in order for it to be a permanent change of status, you have to sew it on all three sides. So it's better to stay away from creating such a situation. Hitil tzitzit al tzitzit. If you put one tzitzit, you have one corner. And now, so you already have one set of fringes on one corner. And now you want to add a new eight strings. We call them eight strings. It's really four that are folded over in half. Im nitkaven levatel harishona. If when you add on the same corner another tzitziot, if you have in mind to undo the first one, so that's okay. Chotech harishona kshira. So that's okay. And as soon as you cut off the first one, then it's kshira and you can wear that talit. But v'im nitkaven lehosif. If when you tied the second fringe on that corner, and you had in mind to make two fringes, two tzitziot on one corner, then you violated Baal Tosif, and af al pi shechatach achad mishtehen psula. Even if you cut off the first one, it's still psula. So and you're just left with the second one, because the one that you created, the second one, was not done in a kshera fashion, and therefore it's not going to be kshera at all. The Rama says, actually, even though you had in mind to do Baal Tosif, it's two separate mitzvot. One is tzitzit, one is Baal Tosif. So while they're both on, you could be violating Baal Tosif. But once you cut the first one off, the second one is okay. V'chen ikar. And that's how the Rama paskins. Mekodem shechatach harishonot pasul b'chol inyan. And before you cut, the one of the two, then it's pasul because of Baal Tosif. Zayin. Malbushim shehem ptuchim min atzdadim lamata v'yesh lahem arba knafot litzad mata ulamala hem stumim. Im rubo satum patur v'im rubo patuach chayav. Okay, so this is garments that are open on the sides. They sell some talit katan or some tzitzit like this, where it's almost like an undershirt, and you have a hole for your arms, but it's connected under your arms. So what he's saying is the open part that's below the arm, because, I mean, I can show you, but basically some of them you have some tzitziot, you put your arm through them, and they even have part of the beged is sewn below. So the open part that's below has to be open, and that portion that's open has to be more than 50% of that entire side. The hole where the arm goes through doesn't count, because that's part of the closed portion. So if they're made, whether too closed up, or that you get them fixed, and the seamstress close up too, or the tailor closes up too much, then it's no longer a chayav, because it has to be open. The majority of that side has to be open.
So that, you know, sometimes they have these button down ones at the side, so you need to open over half.
It buttons all the way down?
No, it's like one snap.
It's a click. You click it in.
Good question. You're having kavana to take to open and close that button all the time. So probably would be the same thing that we learned before, that if you fold it over and it's only temporary, then it doesn't change the status of the begad. If it'd be like a permanent button where it's difficult to undone, we'll see that also, then it could be permanent. But these buttons, even though they're metal, it's going to come up a similar case. So since it's only temporary, I do not believe it could be any problem. Ve'im rubo patua chayav, only if it's the majority is open, it's chayav. Ve'im chetzio satum ve'chetzio patuach, what if it's exactly half and half? So then what do? Matilin oto lechomra. You have to put on tzitziot lechomra. V'chayav betzitzit. But you wouldn't say a bracha and you would not wear them on Shabbat if there's no Erev. Because if you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitziot, then we, in halacha we can consider it like you're just carrying it. It's not really, it only is part of the beged if it's working as part of the beged. But if it's not helping you, you're not using it because you're only doing it for the mitzvah. But if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, it's considered like carrying. And so if there's no Erev outside, you can't carry, obviously. So then this type of tzitzit you would have to remove. Okay. Chet. Siv chet. Kapa, shehi p'tucha b'inyan sheyesh la arba knafot. So this is some kind of a garment. It's maybe some kind of a coat or something that has four corners. Im yikabu ba eshteringa la sota kistuma kadei lefotra mitzitzit. So here, this is where you take these metal, not buttons, but kind of like these metal rings or some kind of metal fasteners to close it off on the bottom. And this is permanently. If it's not permanent, then it's eno mo'il tikunze. This does not help you to remove it from being four corners. Unless it's kvua, it's these metal permanent fasteners that connect it. And it has to be on the bottom half. And it also has to be, this really depends on the situation in the beged, but here he's saying it has to be below the belt. Why? This is the reason. So that anybody looking at you can easily see that it's permanently fastened, and therefore you don't have a problem of... otherwise, there'll be a problem of marita ayin, because even though you close it off permanently, people can't tell. Like if you just close it off permanently from inside the beged, it has to be where people can see that it's permanently sewn down or fastened down with some kind of metal fasteners. Okay. Tet haknafayim tzarich shiyu merubaot velo shiyu agulot. In order for the beged to be considered a four-cornered beged, that it's chayav in tzitzit, it has to be that each corner has a right angle and it has a point to it, but not round. Now, obviously, it doesn't have to be perfectly, right? It has to look like a right angle, look like a corner, not look like it's rounded. But I don't believe that there's any official dimensions or psak or any exact measurements for what's considered round and what's considered a corner. Yud. Mitznefet ptura. This is some kind of a turban or some kind of a garment that's worn on the head. Afilu shel arzot ma'arav sheshnei rasheya mushlachim al kitfeyam vegufam. Even though the ends of this hat or turban drapes down over the shoulders and even over part of the body, it's still patur. Even if it ends up covering most of your body, you're patur. Because it's not a beged that you wear in your body, it's definitely considered a head covering. And the chesutcha amar achmana velo kesut harosh. And Chazal explained that on a head covering, you're not chayav, even if it touches your body. Sudar shenotin alat savar, a scarf that you wear around your neck, the machut eretz Yisrael shenikra the arvi sheed v'chen bika shayinotin b'sfarad al kitveim p'turim. These are also p'turim because these are They're worn around your neck, and it's not considered a beged that you wear around your body. Okay. Yurbet. Malbushim shebe Mitzrayim hanikraim guchash v'chen mintini v'dolamnish v'kaptanish v'findinish shebe togarma. Okay, I'm not sure what those things are. But these garments, alpha pi sheish lehem arba kanafayim paturim. These types of garments, even though they have four corners, they're all patur. Okay? Now these are similar to like coats and shirts that we have nowadays, where we do have four corners. Because if you look at your collar on most of our shirts, there's a corner. And at the bottom of your jacket, there might be a corner. And certainly on the bottom of our shirts, a lot of them have corners. So are these chayav? There's definitely four corners. Haga, so he writes that they're patur. Haga the Rama. V'hu adin malbushim shegilot b'nei Ashkenaz u'Sfarad. Hoyel v'ein kanfeyem asuyim. Shiyu shnayim lifneyem u'shnayim l'achareyem. Mechuvanim zo kenaged zo p'turim. So, the Rama, the Beit Yosef, he explains a few different reasons why these are p'turim. And the Rama gives one of them. So the Rama explains, because these corners they're made to have two in the these garments that are pturim. Why are they pturim? Because they're made to because all four corners are in the front. It's the only time you're chayev tzitziot is when you have two of the corners in front of you and two of the corners behind you. Zu kenaged zu. So I'll just quote to you the Beit Yosef. He gives a few interesting reasons why they're p'turim. Now, he doesn't have any great proof or source for any one of them, but he knows that everyone is mako. You walk around, and everyone's mako. Nobody puts tzitziot on the four corners of their shirts. Right? No one has strings around their collar from their and on the bottom of their shirts. So, one of the reasons he gives is because these corners are always covered in your pants, and you don't see them. And the only time you're chayev in tzitziot is on a beged that's meant to be seen. Now, he himself writes that you are our normally talit katan that we wear are inside our shirts and are covered. He did write earlier that it's better to have it seen. That's what his opinion is. But he agrees that the minhag is people do wear them inside his shirts, and he assumes that those people are still chayev in wearing tzitzit. So it's an interesting possibility that he raises over here. Another one is that the corners of our shirts are separated by a belt. So there's a separation between the top and the bottom, and therefore that's not a beged that Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he wrote the Torah, that's not a beged of Dalet Kanfos, it's chayev in tzitzit. So the other one is he mentions that they're all in front. That's what the Rama mentioned. Then you mentioned that if it's a beged that's made for kavod, then you're not chayev. So that could also apply to jackets. If it's a beged that's just made for kavod, that's not, the Torah wasn't machayev that, only if it's meant to keep you warm. And another reason he mentions is because if it's too long, right? So you have a long coat. And that's one of his examples that he asks. Then it's the corner is going to be close to the floor. And then you're going to have your tzitziot dragging on the floor. And he says, he can't imagine that Hashem would want us walking and dragging the tzitziot on the floor. They're going to get stepped on. It's a bizayon. And that's just, he can't imagine. And he quotes the pasuk of Darchei Darchei Noam. And he says, because he knows Darchei Darchei Noam, the ways of the Torah is sweet, that can't be what the Torah had in mind, that you should have to have a coat with tzitzis hanging on the floor. And then he concludes, "V'kol makom shalacha rofafat biyadcha," whenever you're not sure about what the halacha is, "Helech achar minhag," then you should go after the minhag. Obviously, every situation depends on the situation. Many times he'll have an opinion what the halacha should be, and then he'll mention what the minhag is. So it depends, but really if you're not clear what the halacha should be, and you see what the minhag of Klal Yisrael is, that's often what you do. And he says, "V'puk chazei mai amad avar." It's a famous quote in Chazal is, so go see what the people are doing, and that is koveya the halacha. So he knows that nobody wears them on their shirts, even though they are four corners, and therefore it's pater. Okay. Siman yud aleph, halacha seif aleph. Hachutin sarich shiyu tuviyin lishman. When you do the tivui, when you twist or spin, well, it's not spinning. I believe that's not the right word. It's when you're making the thread. Is it spinning? Okay, so we'll find out. There's two words. I got shazur is spinning.
It's
twisting. Okay, thank you. So when you initially spin the wool into a string, that has to be done lishma, haga. V'yesh machmirin afilu lenapzan lishman. Minhag lehakel benipus. So the Ramah says, some are machmir, even when you're taking the flax or the wool, and you're menafetz it, you're cleaning it and straightening it out, so that you're able to turn it into, so that you're able to spin it into a string. So then the minhag is to be mekel, although some say you should be machmir to even do that lishma. And then what does it mean to be lishma? It has to be sheyomar bitchilat hativoy. Right before you start the tivoy, you have to say verbally. It's not enough just to think about it in your mind. You have to verbally say it's being done lishma. Osh, and some say it's mamash leikuva, and therefore and it doesn't, and it's not good even afilu b'diavad. Osh sheyomar leisha, or you can tell your wife or a woman to do it for you, but she can also say it herself. But just making it easy for her. But it could be you or a woman can do it, but somebody has to say it. And you can tell her, tevili tzitzit letalit. Go ahead, spin this wool into strings for the talit. Ve'im lo hayu tevil nishman psulin, and if it wasn't done, nishma, then it's 100% pasul and you can't use it. Tiva'a nochri, what if you have a non-Jew do it for you? V'Yisrael omer al gabo, v'omer shiyase lishman. So if the Jew says to do it lishma, and he tells the goy, and the Jew is watching the goy as he does it, Harambam paso, it's still paso. Ularosh kasha. Haga, v'noagin shiyaseya Yisrael me'at. And we'll see these halachot later regarding tefillin and sefer Torah. So the Ramah writes that the minute that even if you're going to let the goy do it for you, with you watching him and help and telling him, you still have to help. Utsrichin shezira v'shiyu shezurin lishman. And also, this is called the twisting, you said. So also, when you're taking a single little, because when we look at our tzitziot, they're not actually one string. They're actually twisted of at least two. And they might be twisted of more. Now these, when the twisting also has to be done, lishma. Gimel, im nitparku mishaziratan, venasu shisha asar, ksherim. Let's say, right, normally we have what looks like 8 strings, and if they all get untwisted, and now you have 16, because we're assuming there's a minimum of 2, it's still kasher. Vehu shiyishtayer b'shizur k'de aniva. Now this is, as long as you still have the amount of kedei aniva, still twisted. What is kedei aniva? So literally it means the amount long enough that you need to tie a bow. And in the halakha means it's 2 etzba'ot or 4 centimeters. That's the minimum, at least according to Rav Chaim Na'ah. And so that's the general halakha, that it has to at least be 4 centimeters long. Haga. And the Ramah writes that it's a good idea. Now, for our days, it might not be necessary or a good idea. But the Ramah writes, it's good at the end of each one of your 8 strings to tie a little self knot at the end of it. And this will prevent it from unraveling. But some say nowadays, since they don't usually unravel, it's not as nice. So it depends on the situation. Depends if it's for you or for little kids, maybe. Dalit. Or some say you can, yeah, another teretz to prevent it from unraveling. Another way is to use glue. Dalet. Orach achutim. Hashmona. Ein pachot merba'a gudalim. V'yeshomrim. Shneim asar gudalim. Now, how long does the strings need to be? Right? So, the minimum length of the strings. Now, this includes the knots. What's the minimum length? So, one opinion is 4 gudalim, which is 8 centimeters. V'yeshomrim, 12 gudalim. And some say the minimum length is 12 gudalim, which is 24 centimeters. V'chen nohagin. And that's the general custom that we try to do, that we make it for 24 centimeters. Now, stam v'yeshomrim halacha kestam, his main halacha, this is quoted, this is the opinion of the Rambam, that it's minimum of 4 gudalim. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it only needs to be 4, but one should definitely try to do 12, especially since that's the custom. Ulamala en lehem shi'ur. But more than 12, there is no shi'ur. And I'll just explain, and this will come up a couple of times in the near future, that there's two parts to the tzitziot. One is called anaf, one is called the gedil. The gedil is the portion with all the knots, and the anaf is the part that's just called the strings. Now remember, and then again, just to clarify, the length of these, let's say we said 12 gudalim, that starts from after the corner of the beged, but it starts from the first knot. And really, if you're going to count from the strings, before you tie them, they're going to have to obviously need to be longer than 24, because as you're making your knots, it's going to get shorter. It's when you finish making all the knots, that's when it should be 24. Now also, if by making all the necessary knots, let's say you bought tzitziot and they came out to be a little bit short, and you start making all the knots, and when you're making all the knots, if you're going to make all the knots, it turns out that it's going to be less than 12 gudalim, let's say 23 centimeters, then don't make all those knots. Because by making the knots, when you wrap it around it, it ends up being shorter. So it's better to have less knots. You know, the custom is we do 5 sets of knots. But it's better, that's only a custom. All you need is 2 knots in the beginning, and it's kasher. So it's better not to make it less than 24. Let me just finish this seif. Echad me'achutim yeh yoter aroch, kadei sheichroch bo hagadil. Obviously, one of the strings need to be longer than the others, so you can make all your knots, your knots with it, twists with it. Hagadil haynu achelak me'atzitzit she'eno arug. And the gadil is it's referring to the part with the knots, haga. The shi'ur and yiskar yeh batzitzit le'achar she'nikshar. Right, that's what I just said. The shi'ur is after everything is tied up. Milvad ma shemunach ala keren habeged. Not the little bit that's over the beged. Okay, I'll stop here. Shkoyach.